You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me. Today, Rockwired profiles singer-songwriter J.J. Crown and his new release, Songs of Innocence and Experience. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter J.J. Crown and his new CD, Songs of Innocence and Experience. Rockwired had a chance to speak with J.J. regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. But from his CD, Songs of Innocence and Experience, here is J.J. Crown with Only Time.
But if we were rolling and passing through, oh my God.
From the CD Songs of Innocence and Experience, that was J.J. Crown with Only Time. Check out J.J. at Facebook.com or ReverbNation.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with J.J. regarding his latest release and his process as a songwriter, and here's how the interview went.
Well, J.J., it's great to finally connect. You got a great CD here, and now that it's out there for people to take in, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm feeling pretty good. Brian, I did it all myself, so it's one of those situations where I have no one to blame but myself and no one to take the credit but myself. So it was a complete labor of love, as it were, and I played all the instruments, sang all the vocals, produced it, mixed it, did everything involved with the record. So it's a nice feeling of satisfaction to have it done and have it out there and getting the good response it's been getting.
I see. And since you were so hands-on with the project, how long did it all take you?
It took me about 4.5 months of work, and that is 7 days a week, 8 hours a day. So do the math. It was that many hours to do it from scratch. The material had all been written over the past couple years. So I had the material ready, and then it was just a matter of laying it down. But you know, when you're a one-man band slash orchestra choir, it's a tedious process, to say the least. You know, you lay down the guitar or the piano first, and then you're programming drums, and then you're playing the bass and doing string arrangements. And, you know, and my vocals, as you probably hear, are large, you know, multi-track vocals. So it was a tedious process, but a lot of fun, and about 4.5 months or so.
And have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you at all or didn't expect?
Thank goodness, I've gotten mostly real good reviews, good reactions, but yes, I've had a couple reviewers. I'll tell you a quick little story. One of my songs is called Another Day of Love, and it's about homeless people and people's indifference towards the homeless. And a fellow in England reviewed the album. He liked the album, gave it like 8 or 9 stars out of 10, but he focused on that song, and he completely misread the song. And he went into this bit about, oh, Crown is wearing his religious convictions on his sleeve, because I have a line in there, I've got Jesus in my heart and on my bumper too. And he didn't get the whole thing. He didn't get it was a sarcastic, you know, statement about people who, you know, think they're pious or they're good towards their fellow man, but they're really not. They really don't care. And that's the crux of the song, and this fellow totally missed it. So I thought, gee, I spend so much time on my lyrics, and I think I'm so literate, and this guy totally missed the idea of what the song was about. So sometimes, and it's poetry, you know, people will interpret it on different levels, and he totally missed the boat on it. So I was a little surprised at that. Everybody else has pretty much gotten it and gets the lyrics to all the songs, and I've been real happy, and I'm surprising also that how many radio stations have been picking it up now, and they all like different types of songs. Country stations like the country songs, some rockers, you know, like the more rock upbeat songs, and it's really a thrill for me. I didn't realize it would be that accepted that diversely, I guess, for want of a better word. So it's all been a good journey so far.
Are there any live performances to sort of, you know, help the CD along, or is that, or since you're the only one-man show,
right, it's coming. I did a festival down in the Florida Keys a few months ago, and when I play live, you know, friends of mine, musicians, have said, well, why don't you use backing tracks? And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a track act. That's really hokey, and, you know, I could do it, but so what I do is I get up there with a 12-string guitar for part of the show, a classical guitar for another part of the show, and I do it all raw, just unplugged, you know, in your face, and I get a good response, and people realize, you know, it's an unplugged thing. It's not going to have all the arrangements of the record, but it's the songs, and it's me singing from the heart, and it goes over well that way. I think eventually, if it really catches on, you know, and I get to tour, I'll have to put a band together, and I've got enough volunteers for that already, and eventually I'll do that. But right now, I like the solo thing. So, answer to your question, yes, I'm playing up in West Palm Beach next week. I have some other gigs lined up, maybe some college stuff around Florida. But I'll just be doing it the one-man show thing.
And how did music begin for you? How did that get started?
I started at a very young age, 7 or 8 years old, and I had seen the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, which I think influenced half of my generation to get into music, and I was so thrilled with that. I made my parents buy me a little ukulele, taught myself some chords. I never had lessons on any instrument, and it just built up from there. So since about the age of 7, I've been playing and writing songs since I was about 10 or 11.
Outside of the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, what other artists sort of guided you?
Oh, so many of them. I was a huge Simon and Garfunkel fan. I think Paul Simon's a wonderful writer to this day. Elton John, some of the great singer-songwriters of the 70s, of that period. And I like a lot of heavy metal, and I'm a huge Ozzy fan, and I love Black Sabbath. I remember seeing them as a kid. So my tastes are pretty diverse. I'm not a big country fan. I write some country music, but I can't honestly say I'm a huge fan of all country artists. But I like a lot of classical and a lot of the rock, a lot of the prog rock from the 70s, Yes. Bands like Emerson, Lake and Palmer, the classically trained musicians who made such a big go of it there. I like a lot of that, and I like a lot of jazz.
Visit JJ at either Facebook.com or ReverbNation.com. From his CD, Songs of Innocence and Experience, here is JJ Crown once again with Everything About You.
Here's where I once stood, and there's where I used to sit alone. Here's where I once felt every emotion of mine was gone. There's where I acted out my own tragedies. Here's where I slept, never dreaming of you and me. Everything about you seemed the perfect place to start. Everything about you tried to tell me I could listen again to my heart. Here's where we first met. There's where I saw that look in your eye. Here's where we both said, couldn't have chosen a better time. There's where I fell back to my history. Just thinking the worst when you saw the best in me. Everything about you seemed the perfect place to start. Everything about you tried to tell me I could listen again to my heart. Take a closer look and see the pain. Find these places once again. Please don't ask me why I didn't try. I never wanted to pretend. Everything about you seemed the perfect place to start. Everything about you seemed the perfect place to start. Everything about you tried. I stand now. And there's where I sit alone again. Here's where I plan now, to try to get past the way I am.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One-Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think to local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter J.J. Crown and his new release, Songs of Innocence and Experience. Rockwired had a chance to speak with J.J. regarding his latest release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
I mean, it's one thing to pick up the instruments and start playing, but at what point did songwriting come into the fray?
Yeah, like I said, yeah, I started, you know, as a kid writing songs. I was always, I moved around a lot as a child. I went to a lot of different elementary and high schools, and so I was always kind of a loner. And music was really my best friend, you know, as corny as it sounds. And so writing songs was a great way to express myself. I lost my dad at an early age, and I think that added to it, you know, is I needed someone to talk to, and the guitar and the piano, they became my best friends in many ways. And I used it, I guess, therapeutically as well as artistically. So to this day, it's still that way. You know, I have friends and a life now, of course, but the music has always been my close buddy, you know, something I could communicate through and communicate to and in all kinds of ways.
What kind of place do you think you're coming from as a songwriter? What inspires your songwriting?
It's a lot of it's autobiographical, and I think for anything good to be good, it's got to come from you. Like any writer of literature, you know, they always say write what you know about. I think music is that way, and it's definitely that way for me. Most all of my songs start as semi-autobiographical. They then become fictional, and then they become art, you know, from that. Nothing is always exactly the way it really happened. But I think almost all my songs, I think I could trace all 12 songs on this album to specific events in my life or people I've known or people I've wanted to be, you know, roles I've played. And expressing them through music, so it's a highly personal thing for me.
And just getting down to the fine nuts and bolts of it, how do you go about it?
Different ways. You know, one person I've always envied for so many reasons was Elton John. Elton John never wrote words, and I'm sure you know this. You know, he had Bernie Taupin,
right?
And this fellow would write a complete song poem. You know, the verse, the chorus, the bridge, the outro, everything. And Elton would sit at the piano, wonderful guy that he was, and put music to it. I always wish I could write that way, have some person or some perfect poem, and then just put it to music. But I don't. I do more the Paul Simon way, or like a lot of other people. I, you know, doodle around on the guitar or the piano. I come up with progressions, unusual chord progressions, and interesting key shifts, major to minor, augmented chords, things like that, and I see what strikes me, what kind of mood I'm in, and then I start putting melodies to it. I usually write the melodies first, and then words come later, although sometimes, you know, there's an idea in my mind, like the song Kindred Hearts. You know, I want to write a song about, you know, people who meet by purely by chance, and how they all think, oh, this was meant to be, you know, or I come up with a topic about a problem I'm having in a relationship, and I hope we don't have to say goodbye again, so I'll write a song, Goodbye Again. You know, that kind of thing happens too, but it starts with the melody for me. I'm a big melody person, and sometimes these melodies will dance around in my head for weeks before I actually sit down, you know, and flesh them out and make them into a full song.
And with that being said, what songs off of this album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
The most personal song on the album would have to be Finally Your Turn, which is the last track on the album. And that's a song that I wrote, I mentioned my father earlier, where I was sitting down and I'm having an imaginary conversation, basically, you know, with my dad, and wherever he may be now. And that song came from that. And what's interesting about that song is now it's getting picked up by all these inspirational and religious radio stations. And they all think it's about, well, God. And there's some spiritual reference in it, but to me, it was about singing to my dad. You know, wherever you are, and, you know, maybe it's your turn to teach me something now, and finally your turn. And people interpret it as a kind of a religious song, and that's fine with me. And that's doing, made number 8, in fact, on one of these big religious stations, Arise Radio. And it got to be the 8th-ranked song on the station. And I was very pleased with that, but I thought to myself, I'm not a very religious person, per se, so it was kind of fun, you know, that it got very, you know, well played on religious stations.
What's next for you musically?
I'm going to probably do, you know, this album had 12 songs on it, which was a lot. And I think the next project will be an EP, and it'll probably be this summer. I've got still a whole load of songs that I want to record, and some new ones, one I just finished last week, and that I want to put on it. So I think the next musical project will be probably a 4 to 6 song EP that'll come out probably this coming summer. And I'll move it from there. One of my other dreams is to write a show, and I've written in the past music for theatrical works, and I love that kind of thing, and I'd love to write the next, you know, Les Mis, you know, or something like that. And who knows, maybe in my future I'll write something for not Broadway, but off-Broadway, probably very far off-Broadway, but I love doing that kind of thing as well.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
I'd like them to think a little bit, and I'd like to think that it makes people think. The words to the songs, I think, they have some meaning, and they all tell a story. And I think my song, you know, reviewers have said that, you know, and I tend to agree. I'm very conscious about what I write and who it's addressed to, and so I like to make people think a little bit. I'm gonna. A couple tracks on the album, like Toy Soldiers, Another Day of Love, Finally Your Turn, which are kind of philosophical, and I get great response from people because it touches something in them, and that's what I want to do. I never just want to do the Moon Spoon June type songs, although I like a lot of those great old songs. I always want to touch people with something meaningful.
Visit J.J. Crown at either Facebook.com or ReverbNation.com. From his CD, Songs of Innocence and Experience, here is J.J. Crown once more with Finally Your Turn. Something meaningful to say.
first lesson, and finally your turn to show me what in life I haven't learned. I've asked the rest, and it's finally your turn.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to J.J. Crown for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Behind us, but let's not be alone.